You know that feeling, right? When you manage to order dim sum, like perfectly in Mandarin, or you imagine impressing your colleagues with a really well-timed Chang, you feel like you're getting better, but wouldn't it be great to actually, prove it?
Absolutely. And guess what?
There's a test for that.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's a test. We're going to do a deep dive today into the HSKK. Think of it as the official benchmark for your spoken Mandarin.
Right. It's all about how well you can actually speak it and understand what you're hearing.
Yeah, forget the reading and writing for a moment. This is purely oral.
Okay, so our mission for this deep dive is basically to unpack the HSKK. We want to make it super clear what the levels are, what to expect, how to get ready.
And the goal is definitely not to overwhelm you. We want you leaving this feeling informed, maybe even excited about it.
Yeah, totally empowered. So you mentioned levels.
That's right. There are three: primary, intermediate, and advanced. Basically, primary is for beginners, intermediate for everyday stuff, and advanced for people who are pretty fluent already. We'll break those down.
All right, let's get into it then. So, what is the HSKK? Like, beyond just speaking test, what's it really measuring?
Well, at its core, the HSKK is looking at your real-world ability. Can you understand spoken Mandarin? Can you express your own thoughts clearly out loud?
Okay.
So you know the regular HSK, right? That covers reading, writing, listening comp. The HSKK just zooms right in on the speaking part. Can you understand and make yourself understood? That's the key question.
Got it. It's like the moment of truth for your spoken skills. So let's say you pass this test, you prove your skills. How long is that result good for?
Good question. Your HSKK score is valid for 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
Yeah, think of it as a 2-year stamp of approval on your speaking level. And interestingly, for all three levels, the passing score is the same, 60 out of 100.
Oh, okay. So 60 is the magic number across the board. That's helpful.
It is, yeah, a consistent target.
All right. Now let's dive into those levels you mentioned. Let's start with HSKK primary. Who's that really aimed at? People just starting out.
Pretty much. HSKK primary is definitely for learners in the early stages. The vocabulary target is only around 200 common words.
200 words. Like, what kind of words?
Think really basic stuff: greetings, numbers, family, maybe simple objects like table, chair, apple, suqi, lujiping. If you've done maybe one or two semesters of Chinese, like a couple of classes a week, this is probably where you'd start.
Right, that makes sense. So, what does the actual test look like at this primary level? How long is it? What do you have to do?
Okay, so for primary, you've got 27 questions total. The whole thing takes about 20 minutes, but that includes 7 minutes of prep time.
20 minutes, 7 prep. Got it.
So section one is listen and repeat. You hear 15 short sentences and you just repeat them.
Okay, sounds simple enough.
It tests your ear, basically, your pronunciation, your tones. Then section two is listen and answer. 10 short questions, you give brief spoken answers.
Brief answers. Okay.
And finally, section three has two questions called answer the questions. These need slightly longer answers, but still based on simple prompts.
Listen and repeat sounds straightforward, but I bet those tones could still catch you out. Okay, so moving up, what about HSKK intermediate for people who are a bit beyond Niao Hao Ma?
Definitely. Intermediate is a pretty big jump, actually. The target vocabulary goes up to around 900 common words.
Wow, 900. So from 200 to 900.
Yeah. The recommended experience is more like 1 to 2 years of study. So if you can handle everyday chats on familiar topics, this might be the right level for you.
Okay, 900 words. That's a lot more firepower. How does the test change?
Well, it's a bit longer, 23 minutes total, and you get 10 minutes prep time this time,
More prep. Okay.
and fewer questions overall, just 14. You start with listen and repeat again, but only 10 sentences, and they're a bit longer, more complex.
Right.
Then comes something new: picture description. You get two pictures and you have to describe what's going on.
Picture description. Interesting. What are they looking for there?
Well, you could just list objects, but to score well, you really need to describe actions, maybe relationships between things, even tell a short story based on the picture. Go beyond just listing.
Ah, okay. So using the language more dynamically.
Exactly.
Yep.
And finally, you have two answer the questions prompts again, but they expect more detailed, developed answers than at the primary level.
Makes sense. That picture description sounds like it could really test how you think on your feet in Chinese. All right, what about the top tier? HSKK Advanced. Who's that for? People dreaming in Mandarin.
Huh. Maybe not quite dreaming, but definitely comfortable. Advanced is for learners with a really solid command. The vocabulary target jumps again, this time to around 3,000 common words.
3,000. Okay, that's serious.
Yeah. And the suggested study time is 2 years plus. You're expected to discuss a pretty wide range of topics quite easily at this point.
So, 3,000 words. How does the test push you up this level? What's the format?
It's the shortest in terms of number of questions, only 6 total. But the speaking time is longer. 15 minutes of actual talking within a 25-minute test window. Again, with 10 minutes prep.
Fewer questions, more talking time per question.
Exactly. It starts with 3 listen and repeat questions. But these sentences are much longer, more complex, maybe even abstract.
Ooh, okay.
Then there's a read aloud section, just one. But you get a short passage, could be an opinion piece, a story, and you need to read it clearly, accurately, with good intonation.
Like a newsreader.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, to answer the questions prompts that require really quite nuanced, detailed, structured answers. Almost like giving a mini presentation on the spot.
Wow. Okay, so it definitely ramps up the complexity across the levels, right? So we have a good picture of the 3 levels now. The big question is, how do you actually prepare for this? What's the game plan?
Preparation is key, for sure. And it starts with, honestly, figuring out where you are right now.
Self-assessment.
Exactly. Take a practice test for the level you think you're at. There are loads of resources online for official practice tests. It's invaluable.
Good starting point. Then what?
Second, really understand the test format for your level. Know the sections, the question types, the timings. Knowing what's coming reduces that test day anxiety.
Makes sense. Know your enemy.
Kind of. And tied to that is timed practice. You absolutely have to practice under time conditions. It's like training for a race. You need to know the pace.
Right. Practice like you play. What else? What about the actual language skills?
Vocabulary is huge. You need to actively build the specific vocabulary for your target level. Flashcards, apps like Anki, making your own sentences, whatever works for you.
Vocab building.
And listening. Immerse yourself. Podcasts, dramas, music. Listen actively. Pay attention to the rhythm, the flow, the intonation. Better listening leads to better speaking.
And I guess you actually have to speak, right? For a speaking test.
You'd think it goes without saying, but yes, absolutely crucial. Speak regularly. Talk to native speakers if you can, language partners, tutors. They give great feedback.
What if you can't find native speakers easily?
Record yourself.
Yeah.
Seriously. Pick a topic, talk about it, then listen back. It feels weird at first, but you'll hear your own pronunciation, fluency, grammar mistakes. It's so helpful.
Self-correction. Good idea.
And finally, mock tests. As you get closer, do full-length mock tests under real conditions. Get used to the timing, the pressure.
Okay, solid plan. Now, you mentioned something earlier, a kind of pro tip about that listen and repeat section.
Yes. It's important. While listen and repeat exists in all 3 levels, the sentences get noticeably longer, faster, and more complex as you go up from primary to intermediate to advanced.
Okay.
So no matter what level you're aiming for, practicing repeating increasingly complex sentences, really focusing on those tones and sounds, it's always a good idea. Don't underestimate it.
Got it. Don't neglect the basics even at higher levels. Okay, so you've prepped, you're feeling reasonably confident. What about the actual test day? And how do you even sign up?
Right, practicalities, test day.
Yeah.
Get there early, like 30 minutes early at least. Less stress.
Good advice.
Bring your ID, your confirmation email or letter. Double check you have them. Once you're seated, check the equipment headphones working, mic positioned okay. During the test, speak clearly. Don't rush, but watch the clock. Use that prep time, jot down keywords, plan your answer structure in your head.
Okay.
And try to stay calm. Easier said than done, I know, but breathe. Trust your prep.
Deep breaths. Always good. Okay, how about registration? Where do you go?
Usually it's through the official Chinese Testing International website. That's ChineseTest.cn.
ChineseTest.cn.
They have all the info. Dates, locations, fees. You can often also register through local Confucius Institutes or other test centers.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure we check the deadlines. Usually about 4 to 6 weeks before the test.
Plan ahead then.
Definitely. And results are usually back on that same website about 3 or 4 weeks after you take the test.
Okay, good to know. So planning is essential. Now, we've touched on this, but let's clarify again. HSKK versus the regular HSK. What are the main differences, just to be crystal clear?
Sure. The biggest difference is what they test. Standard HSK is written skills. Reading, writing, listening, comprehension.
Right.
HSKK is purely oral, speaking and understanding spoken Chinese. That's it.
Just speaking.
Yeah. And the other key thing is the levels. HSK has 6 levels, HSK 1 through 6, a wider range.
Mm-hmm.
HSKK has just the 3 we talked about. Primary, intermediate, advanced, focusing specifically on spoken ability.
So different focus, different number of levels.
Exactly. A lot of students actually take both, you know, to get a full picture of their skills.
That makes total sense. You could be amazing at reading, but struggle to order food, like you said earlier. So how does someone realistically choose the right HSKK level for them?
It really comes down to being honest about your vocabulary and how comfortable you are speaking in different situations.
Okay.
Remember those word counts? Primary around 200, intermediate around 900, advanced around 3000. That's a good starting guide.
The word counts.
But the best way, take those practice tests, see how you feel. Do the questions seem manageable? Is the vocab mostly familiar?
Try before you buy, basically.
Kind of. Or talk to a teacher. A good Chinese teacher can listen to you speak and give you a pretty accurate assessment and recommendation.
Good point. Get an expert opinion.
Yeah, the main thing is to pick a level that's challenging but achievable. You don't want to be totally overwhelmed or, conversely, find it way too easy.
Makes sense. Aim for that sweet spot. Now, for anyone who hasn't done this kind of test, how does it work technically? You mentioned equipment.
Right. It's all computer-based. You'll wear headphones to hear everything, the instructions, the questions, the sentences to repeat.
Okay, headphones on.
And you'll have a microphone to record all your answers.
So you talk into the mic?
Exactly. And the computer handles all the timing automatically. It tells you when to prepare, when to speak, when time's up for each section.
Ah, so it keeps you on track.
Definitely. Then, after the test, your recorded audio files get sent off to be graded by trained native speaking examiners.
Okay, so it's not graded instantly by the computer.
No, no. Real people listen to it. They're evaluating things like your pronunciation clarity, your tones, how well you use vocabulary, your fluency. Does it sound natural? And of course, did you actually understand and answer the question properly?
Okay, so human graders. That's actually kind of reassuring, maybe? Not just an algorithm?
Yeah, I think so, too. It allows for more nuance in the scoring. They're listening for overall communicative competence.
Right. Okay, well, we've covered a lot of ground today on the HSKK. Let's maybe try and summarize the main points for everyone listening.
Sure. So basically, the HSKK is the official test for your spoken Mandarin skills. Mm. It's a really useful benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in three levels: primary, intermediate, advanced, each with its own format, tasks, and vocabulary focus,
mm-hmm.
designed for different stages of learning.
Right, different levels for different abilities.
Right. And preparation is absolutely key. You need to know the test format, build that vocabulary, practice listening and speaking consistently, and definitely do some timed mock tests.
Practice, practice, practice.
Pretty much.
Okay, so here's something to think about as we wrap up. Which HSKK level feels like it might be the right fit for you right now? And maybe what's just one thing you could do, say, this week to start preparing? Could be licking up a practice test, finding a language partner.
That's a great call to action. And, you know, speaking of preparation and resources, if you're looking for something more structured.
Yeah.
We should mention Mandarin Zone, their language school based right in Beijing.
Oh, right. Mandarin Zone in Beijing.
Yeah. And they actually offer specific HSKK prep courses for all three levels, which is pretty cool.
Courses just for the HSKK.
Exactly. And they offer them both online and offline, you know, in person in Beijing. So there's flexibility there depending on where you are and how you like to learn.
That sounds really useful, actually, if you want that focused guidance. Online and offline in Beijing. Good to know.
Definitely could be a great option if you're serious about tackling the HSKK and want that extra support.
Worth checking out then. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the HSKK.
Hope it was helpful.
Yeah, we really hope this has cleared things up and maybe even got you thinking about taking it. Remember to keep practicing. Keep learning. Ji Yu, you're doing great on your Chinese journey. You've got this.